this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling the aerial bombing Saturday of a funeral in Yemen heartless and a violation of international law.
This latest horrific incident demands a full inquiry. More broadly, there must be accountability for the appalling conduct of this entire war.
Saturday's attack killed more than 140 people and wounded more than 500. The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. Officials say the two missiles, launched over a 60-minute period, landed in the water Sunday. It's not immediately clear whether the USS Mason was the target of the two missiles. Turkish police in Ankara used tear gas and water cannon Monday to prevent hundreds of activists from holding a protest to commemorate the first anniversary of one of Turkey's worst terrorist attacks. Authorities banned large-scale commemorations of the two suicide bombings, citing security concerns. A state-run news agency said at least 60 demonstrators were detained and 1,700 riot police were on duty in the city. Russia and Turkey have signed an agreement on building pipelines that will supply natural gas to Turkey and Western Europe. The agreement on the Turkish Stream Pipeline project was signed Monday by the Russian and Turkish energy ministers in Istanbul. The signing ceremony was attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The two presidents, who are attending the World Energy Congress in Istanbul, held talks earlier on Monday. This is VOA News. France says Russia could face war crimes charges over its bombing campaign of Syria's eastern city of Aleppo. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault told France Inter Radio Monday that the bombings are war crimes. He said that includes all those who are complicit for what's happening in Aleppo, including Russian leaders. He said France would consult with prosecutors from the International Criminal Court to see how to launch investigations. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump faced new headwinds Monday, with the party's top elected official all but conceding that Democrat Hillary Clinton will win the race for the White House. Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan told his Republican colleagues in a conference call he would no longer defend Trump's often embarrassing comments. Instead, Ryan said he would spend the next weeks before the November 8th election working to preserve the party's House majority by campaigning for other Republicans. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it is, quoting now, in the process of adjusting production volumes on its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone to ensure that the phones are safe. The company has been dogged by problems with the Note 7 catching fire. Technology expert Jonathan Rubini says it is not the end for Samsung.
They will definitely survive this. Samsung will survive this, but it will really damage their image. They will have to really work on their PR and, again, make their existing customers happy and trust them again.
The South Korean news agency Yonhap quoted an unnamed Samsung supplier as saying the conglomerate had suspended production of the Note 7 in cooperation with consumer safety regulators in South Korea, the United States, and China. Death tolls ranging from 400 to over 1,000 are being presented by officials in Haiti as that nation struggles to overcome the results of Hurricane Matthew. In the U.S., the death toll stood Monday at 21. Hundreds remain without power. In North Carolina, helicopters and rescue boats carried people to safety after a levee was breached near the town of Lumberton. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said there is some good news.
The blessing is we have 7 days of cool and dry weather in the forecast, so that's going to be helpful as we try and continue to go forward with the recovery side of this. Evacuation orders have been lifted in all counties.
A preliminary analysis puts damage in the U.S. from the storm at billions of dollars. Brazilian prosecutors say they are bringing new charges against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Prosecutors say Silva interfered in a state-run development bank to assure financing for a small firm owned by a relative. He denies any wrongdoing. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.